The town of Black Diamond's going to change dramatically when a new development quadruples the small town's population. The build-out's going to take decades to complete. The city of Snoqualmie, on Interstate 90, went through something similar back in the late 1990s. When it all started, Snoqualmie had less than 2,000 residents. Today, it has over 12,000. I went to Snoqualmie to see what this kind of change feels like almost two decades after it began. Harold Neslin III owns Sahara Pizza in Snoqualmie. It's downtown in the old part of town. There's an ancient bowling alley in the back of the restaurant. Back in 2001, the employees of Sahara Pizza were mostly the sons of loggers. They liked to complain about the huge new development going in called Snoqualmie Ridge.
You know, the loggers really, I mean, if they had their way, they would have chopped down a big old growth tree and put it right across the parkway. They wanted to change the name of this town back to Snoqualmie Falls and let them have Snoqualmie Ridge. I cannot tell you how many times when that development finally got approved, I heard that.
Neslin still remembers the first home on Snoqualmie Ridge where he delivered pizza. A woman was moving furniture into her brand new home. Neslin said she was kind and she had this little dog. 3 days later, he delivered another pizza to the same woman. She was moving her furniture out again because, okay, I'm just going to let Neslin tell you.
She had taken her dog on a walk the very first day that she lived there, and a cougar jumped out of the bushes and ate her dog. So, of course, she wanted the police to go hunt the cougar. And the police looked at her and said, ma'am, you moved into their home. Why would we hunt the cougar? It was just hungry. And she moved back to New York.
But most of the people who moved to Snoqualmie Ridge stayed, of course. Dana McCall was one of them.
We were just looking for a good place to raise the four kids. We had moved around a lot trying to find a home we could afford.
They landed in Snoqualmie Ridge.
I think we were around the 800th home built on the ridge, and there's, I think, close to 4,000 now.
McCall still remembers the day she moved in.
My husband had to work that day.
So it was up to her to move all the furniture. She was 8 months pregnant. She had three kids under the age of six running underfoot. Her parents-in-law helped, but at the end of the day,
everything hurt. Everything hurt. I'd moved too much. It was absolute pure exhaustion.
And yet, somehow, she had to feed these people. She opened the yellow pages and found Sahara Pizza.
I called and I was almost crying. I'm like, will you deliver to the ridge? I'm like, sure. I'm like, thank you. And I got off the phone and the kids were like, what's wrong, mommy? I'm like, I don't have to cook.
And then she heard this. The pizza. It saved the day.
It was great.
That pizza delivery was the starting point for her deeper relationship with the rest of Snoqualmie. She started a news blog called Living Snoqualmie, and she started to understand what residents of the old Snoqualmie were feeling about the ridge.
Some have the belief that it ruined a way of life out here. I don't think it's as much animosity towards the people, just the development instead, and bringing in a different type of people who maybe don't understand how the valley works.
But things have been getting better lately. Pizza deliveries may have played a role, and kids who play on soccer teams together. McCall's son doesn't hear the insult Ridge Kid tossed around so much anymore.
The Ridge Kids, right? And I'm like, do you still get that at school? And he said, not as often anymore, and it's only from one particular group of kids.
At Sahara Pizza, owner Harold Neslin III says he always knew the Snoqualmie Ridge residents would turn out to be all right. And once they got ahead of their big mortgages, their tips got better.
Although most of them seem to be from bigger cities, they seem to acclimatize and have a small town attitude once they get out here. And they lose that New Yorker type of attitude really quick. They're really friendly.
Neslin says even those sons of loggers who used to work in his kitchen have come around.
I still know those people. And my son works in the construction industry, and their sons are working in the construction industry and are still benefiting 15, 20 years from the same development as they continue to develop it.
They're building the houses of Snoqualmie Ridge. I went to Snoqualmie because I thought its pattern of growth over the last two decades could help me understand Black Diamond's future. I'm not the only one who's been watching Snoqualmie. The developer in Black Diamond has been watching it too. His name is Brian Ross, and he says he's learned some things.
For instance, Snoqualmie Ridge back in the day was separate and apart from downtown Snoqualmie.
that contributes to the sense that Snoqualmie Ridge and Snoqualmie are two separate towns. He says Black Diamond's development will take a different approach.
We're building around a city. We surround the downtown core of Black Diamond basically on three sides. So we want to build in the context of that, not remotely off by ourselves and do our own thing.
But the divisions between the people that want growth and the people that want to slow growth down are more pronounced in Black Diamond than they ever were in Snoqualmie. And the wounds that have partially healed in Snoqualmie, thanks to pizza deliveries and soccer games, show signs that they could reopen someday. The new part of town, Snoqualmie Ridge, it's still growing. A new phase of the development will open soon, and it'll bring stores and restaurants to Snoqualmie Ridge, including a Mod Pizza restaurant. Ties to the old town of Snoqualmie could grow weaker.
If you live in the right area of the ridge, you can get bubbleized living up here.
Dana McCall can hear it in the way people talk.
A lot of maybe newer residents sometimes will say Snoqualmie Ridge as the city name instead of Snoqualmie.
It's almost like the loggers' kids who used to work in the kitchen of Sahara Pizza had actually cut down that old growth tree by the highway. After all, the tree that would fall across the road, dividing the old town from the new. It's just that it took 20 years for that tree to fall. Harold Neslin III will be ready to deliver pizzas if it does, both in Snoqualmie and in Black Diamond, where he owns a second pizza restaurant. In Snoqualmie, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.